The heads of 7 regional hospitals and clinics have decided to make their campuses tobacco-free by November. That means no designated smoking area for visitors and employees who've been known to huddle together in cold weather for that quick cigarette break. Dr. Randall Linton is president and CEO of Luther Middleford in Eau Claire.
The goal of this is not to move people to smoke someplace else. The goal of this is to help assist people in the awareness of what happens with smoking and the things we can do to help them move on without a world of smoking.
To that end, they'll help people quit smoking. Jan Geed is with St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Smoking cessation aids such as nicotine patches and gum will be made available to assist them according to their individual physician's instructions. Smoking cessation classes are planned.
As to enforcement, administrators say there won't be smoking police, but employees will help with gentle reminders of the rules. Most, like Dr. Aaron Adkins from Marshall Clinic, expect the transition won't be easy, since statistics show 23% of adults in the Chippewa Valley smoke.
We recognize this is a difficult situation. It's a difficult task. We know that not everyone will be happy with these decisions, but we also recognize the serious health consequences and risks of tobacco smoke and secondhand smoke, and we think this is the right thing to do.
The Chippewa Valley Technical School is also joining the effort this summer, but it will designate one remote smoking area on each campus. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.